Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're going to continue the discussion on mindsets, the 15 mindsets that successful people have and that all of us can have. This information is covered in my new book called Think, Learn, Succeed. The past couple of weeks, we've been covering a few of the mindsets, and today we're going to cover the time mindset, possible mindset, and the gratitude mindset. Just to remind you, a mindset is like an attitude, and an attitude is a thought with emotions and information. We are thinking beings and we're always thinking, and as we think, we build thoughts. Thoughts are physical things and actual structures inside of our brain. And all thoughts have always got, obviously, information and emotions. And when you combine the information and the emotions, you get an attitude, which is pretty much a mindset. So when we talk about the time mindset, how do we relate? What is this and how can we relate this to succeeding in life? Well, the first thing about the time mindset is that we live in an age where everything is just expected to be quick and fast. So the technological age is wonderful, but it also has its downside in that we expect things to be quick. And this has literally affected people's ability to persevere and to push through. So the time mindset takes the attitude of keep going, keep persevering, don't just give up, don't look for the quick fix. It's based around the research on how we form thoughts and how memories actually form and the time that it takes to grow a healthy memory into a long-term memory and to turn it into a habit, which takes time. So when we talk about the time mindset, we also need to realize that our goal for positive changes in our life, which are going to bring success, should be lifetime goals. We shouldn't be trying to just have a goal that's just for now. We should make goals that are for our lifetime. And we should realize that the changes that we want to make that are for positive are lifetime changes that we want to make. In order to be able to really use time to our advantage, to develop a time mindset where we don't get anxious about things taking too long, where we realize that we just need to put in the amount of time that's required, we need to consider how we naturally think and how to use our thinking to achieve the lasting and meaningful success that we design for. So, In today's instant culture, it's very easy to forget this. It's very easy to want that quick fix, even though we all know that change takes time. And we all know that there are challenges on the road to success. But very few people are actually willing to persevere. Most people give up after just a few days. And we're supposed to push through. If you're going to change something, it takes at least 63 days to create a new way of thinking that will produce a new behavior that will lead to your success. We obviously have to build a whole lot of different behaviors in order to be successful. And each behavior that we build is based on thinking that we take time to build. Most of us don't fully understand the time it takes to change behavior. And this is why I emphasize the science of memory. And in my new book, Think, Learn, Succeed, in the third section, I have a lot of information explaining the truth about memory. We've had so much confusing information given to us about memory and how memory works, and I clear that up in this book and help you to understand that you're a thinking being and all day long you are thinking to build memory, which is basically learning. We are always learning new stuff. You're always learning how to do your job better, how to live your life better, how to do your academic skills better, how to whatever it is that you do, you're always learning. You are using memory right now as you're listening to me. Your memory is working to help you remember what I've just said and help you to remember what I say after you've listened to this podcast. So memory and learning are integral parts of our daily life. So we need to understand the science of memory in order to use time effectively because memory is integrally built into a time that has a time factor built into it. Short-term memory only lasts about 24 to 48 hours. Long-term memory takes 21 days to build and a habit takes 63. The habits are the things that have the energy and the power to create changes. So the mindsets that we need to create in our mind do take time. We can turn dreams into realities, but we first have to realize that it takes longer than the average 1 second lifespan of a Twitter post to make these kind of changes. So trying to make things happen fast and then giving up when they don't happen at the speed that you're accustomed to is very unhealthy. In my clinical practice, I would start all my patients on one daily brief 7 to 16 minute mind detox exercise, partnered with at least one daily 45 to 60 minute memory building exercise to train them how to learn to use time to experience changes. These exercises I have built into my new book, Think, Learn, Succeed. You see, within as little as 3 weeks, I saw transformation in their memories, and so did my patients, with observable changes with their academic work, social, emotional, cognitive, and their intellectual performance. So if you really want to change the way you think and really want to succeed at school, work, and life, you're going to have to put in the time. There's no shortcut when it comes to the mind and brain change. Let's talk now about the possible mindset. What do I mean about the possible mindset? Well, what that means is that the world is filled with possibilities. And that as humans, our brains are designed with a natural optimism bias, which is wired for possibilities. So we're naturally designed to pursue possibilities, to pursue more than one possibilities. In fact, the wired for love nature of our mind enables us to use our brains to perceive and pursue more than one possibility. We are literally designed to see multiple possibilities. And I'm stressing this because we can get so stuck thinking, okay, well, I can only see this way, but I can't see that way. Meanwhile, you are designed to see multiple possibilities. There's always more than one way of doing something. We don't have to get stuck if things don't always go the way that we expected to, because there's always another option, or always multiple other options. And that's what I mean by a possibility mindset. So I'm telling you that scientifically you're designed to see multiple possibilities, and that according to quantum physics, there are multiple possibilities that we can choose from in going through and looking for solutions in our life to achieve success in school, work, and life. So we need to shift our mindset to realize that we live in a world of probabilities with the creative power in our minds to design the blueprints of all these possibilities. This is one of my favorite examples. I love sharing about Thomas Edison, for instance. He tried about 1,000 times before he succeeded in inventing the light bulb. When he was asked about his failures, Edison always said, "I have got a lot of results. I don't see them as failures. I have got results. I know several thousand things that don't work." So instead of saying, "Yes, I had thousands of failures," he actually said, "I have thousands of results. I've learned thousands of things that don't work. I've gained knowledge." Edison didn't limit his potential to a preconceived notion of success. He basically had a goal and he kept going until he achieved it, regardless of the number of trials along the way. He didn't see his attempts as failures. He saw his attempts as results. Now that is powerful. One of the most powerful things about this possible mindset is don't see your attempts as failures. See your attempts as results. See yourself as gaining worthwhile knowledge. See this as a learning process. This is a great predictor of success. As I said, lots more on this in my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. Now let's talk about the gratitude mindset. Of course, we all know how great we feel with an attitude of gratitude. And how many times do we tell each other to have an attitude of gratitude? However, when you see the scientific studies to support what we know instinctively to be true, it's always a helpful reminder and always exciting, and it's very motivating. So there's science behind gratitude, and there's neuroscience behind gratitude because it does fabulous things in the brain. One recent study investigated the effects of gratitude on behavior and looked at the response in the brain to the mind with an attitude of gratitude. What the researchers found was that the subjects who participated in a very simple gratitude letter writing exercise showed both positive changes in their behavior and greater brain activity in the front of the brain, specifically what we call the medial prefrontal cortex, which is just behind your eyes. And this effect lasted for up to 3 months. So if you keep staying in an attitude of gratitude, you keep creating these very positive changes in the brain. You see, the brain is designed for gratitude. So when with our mind, which is separate from our brain, we operate in gratitude, we develop the brain in a very healthy way. A well-developed medial prefrontal cortex is extremely important to successful thinking. When you think in a successful way, you're actually going to develop that part of your brain as well. And gratitude is a real good kickstart to increasing deep intellectual, good functioning in your brain, good thinking in your mind, which changes how your brain is functioning. The study also showed that if we practice gratitude, we revive, and that's a nice way of thinking it, we revive the wired for love design of our brain. You see, sometimes we can get so caught up in being negative that we suppress the natural wired for love positive optimism bias of the brain, which means that it's supposed to operate in a positive way. So when we practice gratitude, we actually revive that. We wake up a natural function inside of the brain and we grow the brain. And then this kind of gets a self-perpetuating cycle of positivity going between the mind and the brain. You can feel the effects of gratitude very, very quickly in your brain and in your body because your brain in turn controls your body. Research on the effects of gratitude on our biology show that being thankful increases our longevity, so we live longer, our ability to use our imagination, so you have greater powers of imagination and creativity, which are really important for successful living, and our ability to problem solve. Essential skills, this ability to imagine and problem solve are essential skills for succeeding in school, work, and life. It also improves our overall health, and people in research studies say that when they have an attitude of gratitude, they get the feeling that life is worth living, which brings mental health benefits in a positive feedback loop that leads to more resilience. So when we have an attitude of gratitude, we improve our mental health, we increase our resilience, and we set up a very positive feedback loop. We increase our ability to bounce back from the challenges of life very quickly. I found my patients with a strong gratitude mindset were way more motivated to do the things that gave their lives meaning and to push through the challenges. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf. Thank you for joining me today. You will find more information on these mindsets in my book, Think, Learn, Succeed.